This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly, chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door.
Use code MIX40 to get $40 off your meal plan.
Hostgator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60. Tech for Less, get 5% off with code MMA5OFF. Vape World, the premium online vaporizer store. Get 10% off with code MMA10. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. With the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 402.
402!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk live, tweet serious, and ridiculous. It's happening. Ooh. You sure you don't need anything else
no.
to drink? I have a full gluten-free beer.
Go ahead and pass on that, Matt, but thank you.
You sure?
Yeah.
They're so delicious. Actually, these are delicious.
I have some water. So I'm trying to pace myself.
Greens.
Carb restrictions. I'm well. How are you, sir?
Phenomenal.
Yes? Feeling good?
Always phenomenal.
Feeling saucy?
Always. How else could you feel? There was so much MMA on this week.
There was a lot of MMA on, and there was a lot of sauce on display, I thought.
You think?
If you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Brian Meters.
Yeah. So which...
Let's start with Bellator 207s. Brian Bader, Matt Mitrione.
Yes. It did not go so well for Matt Mitrione.
No, but I think he got semi-exposed in his last fight, right? He got kind of taken down, but he got lucky enough to get the win.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... Ryan Bader, he said he was outweighed by like 30 pounds or something like that.
Supposedly.
Pathos
Bader.
So let me employ the John Fitch strategy for success. Mm-hmm. Just take you down, bore all the fans, mm-hmm. and win at all costs. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing. Win at all costs!
Well, when you're going for the championship, are they getting a trophy? Is there money involved? I forgot.
Probably some money.
There's probably some prize
a little
money.
Bit of fame.
I thought there was a couple $1 million or something on the line. Maybe I remember.
That's at PFL. Oh. I don't know what the Bellator. Well, no, the Bellator. Well, it's the welterweight tournament. 50 Cent's offering $1 million to win that one.
That's what I'm thinking about.
To rep his champagne brand. You know, if Conor McGregor was a smart man. He would sponsor the winner of one of the Bellator tournaments with his proper 12 whiskey, right?
Right above my head.
Wouldn't yes, that would. Be a ball buster?
He would be smart.
Ah, yes. That'd be fun. So, I mean, he does enough to get the job done, but I'm just...
Boring.
Who the fuck wants to see that? I mean, he himself even said, yeah, I had to do what I needed to do to get the win, but I don't want to watch that.
I don't either.
Who does? You want to watch a guy just... This is not ultimate wrestling or fucking, like, let's see who can hold who down. This is a fight. Your job is to fucking finish somebody.
I think he needs it. The only time I like this kind of thing is if it's Damian Maia because he's active.
Right. That's the only time it's acceptable because his intent is to finish.
Mm-hmm.
He's going for submissions. It isn't, I'm just going to hold you down and pitter-patter you and do just enough to not get stood up.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck him. I'm sorry. Hey, no fire bashing. I'm going to ban you.
What?
2 years ban!
What did I do?
No, you're fighter bashing.
I'm fighter bashing? 2 years banning of what? From the show?
Yeah,
from the show. So there'll be an empty chair here. Just be like, put a little, we can put the Keith Jardine thing up.
Yeah,
can
that's
we,
fine.
Can we still have that over there?
Yeah, you still have it.
We do.
I'm like the MMA Nazi, you know?
Yeah.
I ban people.
No fighter bashing.
What is that about? Why can't you? Why can't you bash? If a guy fights like a bitch, why can't you call him out and say, you fight like a bitch?
Ah, Matt, you know, everyone's butt hurt these days about everything. You're not allowed to speak your mind anymore.
Apparently.
You're either too soft or you're too hard.
You're too hard. <It's> like... You can never be too hard. I don't know what that's about.
Yes.
I think you can be super hard all the time.
Okay.
That's what it's all about. All right, so what else happened? Oh, Sergey Kharitonov fought on that card, too.
Did he win?
Yeah, he did. Jesus Christ. He fucking killed Roy Nelson with an uppercut. And Roy Nelson did one of the... Well, he got a knee and two on the way down. So, he uppercut him and then kneed him and face first.
Oosh.
Down. I think he's only the second person to fucking fully KO Roy Nelson, with Mark Hunt being the other one.
Yeah, it rarely happens.
Goddamn, Kharitonov's jab was so stiff, it was rocking.
George
Roy
Foreman
Nelson.
Style?
Like
a telephone pole-ish?
Yeah. Like, who does that? Like, that guy is a beast.
He's huge. He's like...
Yeah. And apparently, right after the fight, he was in the passenger seat on his phone talking about it in Russian, and he got into a fucking car accident, and the fucking airbag deployed and shot his phone off, and...
Whoa.
Craziness, but apparently he's okay.
All right. So, he probably blew the airbag up.
I wouldn't doubt it. But that was a fucking crazy video, and yeah. I'll probably hopefully
that
post
video
that.
Is online?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He put it up. It was only like 12 seconds, but he said he's okay and walked away from it. But
I
it
am
looked
okay.
Very violent because he's talking, and then you hear, "Aah!" Airbag deploys, phone goes off, and you don't see anything. And holy fuck, the Kardanov just died.
Drink of the vodka.
Hey, damn, man. I forgot. Vodka. Like, there's a guy, he was in the original tournament.
Heavyweight tournament, yeah.
Heavyweight tournament, so.
Yes, sir. What else?
Bellator 208.
Yes, let's talk about Fedor versus Chael.
Did you see what the first 1,000 fans got? They got this cool comic / poster of Fedor versus Sonnen.
I like it.
You gotta give props to Bellator because they do all sorts of cool shit like this. Uh-huh. The UFC, they give no fucks. They don't do any cool giveaways.
You mean,
they're not out there like with hot ring card girls shooting T-shirts off into the crowd.
Oh no, there's no color.
There's no flavor.
The UFC is like the NFL.
It's vanilla ice cream. Yes. We're not Baskin Robbins. We have one flavor. It's vanilla.
Vanilla
Reebok.
Yeah, and I gotta say, the fight between Chael and Fedor.
Mm-hmm.
Quite one-sided.
A little bit.
I think
it started off, early and violent from the Fedor?
Yes.
Fedor!
Yes.
And then it's Fedor!
He dropped him and finished with the ground and pound.
Yeah.
Some violent ground and pound.
And then there was a weird exchange where Chael had his back and he went for this weird roll and was trying to bring Fedor over on it. Just didn't work.
No.
They said it's more of like a gi move in jiu-jitsu, where you kind of need like something to hold on to.
Mm.
Didn't quite work. And then Chael on bottom.
Yeah, not
but
good.
Credit to Chael to keep coming up, like getting up and going forward.
It's
and,
like,
and credit to Fedor for not wanting to play the ground game, because every time Chael would get knocked down, Fedor's like, come on.
Yes.
Come on. I'm not playing this ground game bullshit. No. It's number one bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I think Fedor could have submitted him on the ground, too, like, anytime he wanted to, you know? So I don't know why Chael thought it was better to be on the ground. I think...
So he wouldn't get hit as much?
I don't know. I thought Fedor looked fast. I mean, you...
Well, I thought he looked faster than Chael Sonnen, but he looked so much slower than Ryan Bader. I fear for Fedor's life against Ryan Bader.
He's got that powerful right hand, man. It's like the H-bomb. You know it's coming, but you can't stop it.
Yeah, you can't dismiss it.
No, it's quick.
He's probably going to play the stupid takedown game again. Because, I'm playing a heavyweight. What am I supposed to do? Stand and bang it out with the most legendary heavyweight of all time. I don't know. One of them.
I don't think Fedor's going to have a problem getting up if he wants to. Or submitting Ryan Bader.
So, when we first talked about these fights, I think we were pretty close with the predictions. It was kind of... Matt Mitrione, I think Fedor, and I think Bader were in there. And I'm looking at the youth of Bader versus the age of Fedor. And I think the speed of Bader is going to overcome. And I think he is like the favorite in the fight. I think he's going to destroy Fedor. And I don't want to see that. But.
I think the Fedor will KO him. He's susceptible to being KO'd, Mr. Bader.
Both of them are, actually.
Yeah, I think Fedor will get him. I think he'll get him.
I hope so. That's a good story. And then who the fuck else wants to fight for the title? I think Rampage was lobbying for that fight. I think Chuck Congo, you know, he just got a win.
Mm-hmm.
But he fought like some pie. I forgot who he fought. Some guy that used to be in the UFC. It's like Bellator has all the UFC rejects.
Yes, they do.
Good for them.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah. I have no problem
with
that.
They give no fucks. Let's see what else. Speaking of Bellator.
Did you see what his sweater was up to auction for?
No,
by
how
the
much
way?
Is that?
I thought it was only going to sell for $3,000. You said $5,000,
yeah.
Right? It's at $10,400 right now.
That's some rich folk, man. That's like, awesome.
What the fuck? $10,400 for a sweater.
Yeah, we should put ours up for auction.
Yeah.
The one that you got me for Christmas, was it last year? Birthday? Mm-hmm. One of the two. Yeah. Just sell that fucker. I bet you it gets a couple thousand bucks.
Fedor. I could have brought it. Was he? I didn't see him fight. Oh, I did see him fight twice. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't get to meet him. What the hell is that about?
I don't know. He's busy. He's a Russian guy. Let me talk to you about something else weird happening. So there's a lot of bullshit around surrounding the Khabib McGregor fight. Khabib's out there talking about he's going to quit the UFC if they continue to suspend his little friend. And 50 Cent chimes in and says, I will offer you a contract to fight in Bellator, $2 million. Come on over. Come to daddy. I'm wondering, do you think that's possible?
Well, Scott Coker said no. And I think the other question is, what's going on with 50 Cent and Bellator? There's like so much
cross-promoting.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like he owns part of it or something.
There must be a purchase price. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Because that man, if I recall, he had a bunch of tax issues. And
yeah, I thought he went bankrupt, right?
Yes. Well, you know.
And then there was something like, oh, I found I had like 8 bitcoins or... Yeah. Wait, 100 bitcoins or something. Somebody paid me in 100 bitcoins in 2003 or something. Whenever Bitcoin first came out. So he had a shit ton or something.
Yep.
I don't know.
I feel like he's got some stake in the game in Bellator. And I would say that I wouldn't be unhappy about that happening. Khabib coming over.
Man, but never going to happen.
The more important question is do you think that Khabib has any... like pull as far as saving his friend from all the repercussions of this post-fight?
We don't negotiate with terrorists, Ingo.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No?
No, we don't. Yeah, we just don't.
He's all of a sudden got like a super serious voice.
No, I'm just saying. If I'm running the UFC, I don't fucking negotiate with terrorists.
Okay.
Period. Not saying just because he's Russian, he's terrorist, but you don't threaten me. Nobody threatens the UFC.
Huh.
It's not going to work out for him. Because the thing Dana White has on his side is called the Nevada State Athletic Commission. So they're going to take care of all the dirty work for him. And then he's going to have to throw his hands up like, what am I supposed to do?
I didn't do it.
They banned him for a year. He's got no visa, you know? All the bad shit's going to happen from them, and then he can just say, what can I do? So,
Probably nothing.
Right.
It's a good point, though, because I do believe something serious will happen to Khabib.
As more and more evidence comes out,
like, it's obvious that Conor was totally not at fault for anything and just kind of protecting himself.
He got so assaulted. Like,
yes,
I think it was 4 separate guys.
Yep.
And... you know, we don't know of all the bad things that happened in the crowd, but I heard, I think Justin Wren was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he was talking about, you know, he had just brought some people over to watch the fights, and they're, like, freaking out about, oh, my God, like, this and that happened afterwards, and this isn't what the sport is. And even John Kavanaugh is like, man, now I have to go back to Ireland and try to explain to the government, and all the newspapers are just lashing out at MMA because they're so against MMA. Like, this is what MMA is. Look at this bullshit. And, you know, I think some new fans went to the fights the first time and, like, they're so scared because fights were happening in front of people, fights are happening behind them, fights are happening on the side. Like, you imagine that's your first experience?
Pretty traumatic.
You're probably not going to go back to another fight.
Who wants to go to a place where they feel unsafe?
Right, and you know? if you draw it all back to one person, it's Khabib Nurmagomedov started everything that just happened. So,
Mr. Khabib.
Nevada is not rational when it comes to suspension, so he'll figure that one out.
You think they will throw the book at him?
Yeah, they're not going to be fair about anything. Mm. Fair is a year and $1 million, but Nevada is...
You think that's fair?
100% fair.
Okay.
You start a riot? I mean, you're lucky.
Let's start a riot.
Yeah, you're lucky nobody got seriously injured.
Good point. They could have burned the place down.
But they could have. I mean, it could have been like Holyfield and Tyson where I was telling you earlier. Like, my brother was at that fight, and he luckily got out before that one got crazy, and that one spilled into the casino, and people are fucking throwing chairs and knocking tables over, and... like Lou Duva was in the ring and he almost got deaded.
Lou Duva?
He was like goddamn 78 years old. Oh, he's laying on a fucking ring, dying. They had to fucking like drag him out and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking old man.
Chaos, man.
Yeah. So I want to talk about
that Conor versus Khabib fight a little bit more. Do you have any additional thoughts on
the fight?
Yeah. Because I'm just wondering, like, how hard, you know, Conor did the boxing match with Floyd Mayweather, made hundreds of millions of dollars. How hard do you think he trained for this, you know?
It's hard to say. I feel like he looked more in shape before than he does now. I feel like, I don't know. To me, it seemed like something wasn't quite. I mean, we knew he had those issues with the takedowns. That was, you know, I'm not surprised by that. I don't know. I kind of questioned the game plan. It kind of left a BJ Penn-ish kind of a taste in my mouth.
How so?
Well, just let him take us down and let him wear himself out.
Like, it's a Homer Simpson.
That doesn't
kind
seem
of
really like a very Conor McGregor approach. You know, like he's very much an offense wins kind of guy.
Yes.
And I to hear him play defense for this, there must be something that went on that we don't know about. That's all I'm saying.
Like, yeah, there's rumors of, like, there was some shit going on ahead of time, like some sort of McGregor injury that no one's talking about.
Like what?
Maybe a broken rib, maybe something else.
That will affect things.
Maybe a staph infection. Yeah. The other thing to throw out there, I don't know, we discuss is how about ring rest? I don't know if we talked about it. Like 2 years off of an MMA fight.
Oh, good point.
Then you're totally focusing on boxing, and then you made all that money, and it's like, man, how motivated are you? And even just 2 years off, like, what does that do to your timing and everything else of being in an MMA fight?
Yeah, good point, good point.
I don't know.
Mm,
and then the other thing I forgot to talk about, and a lot of people were mentioning, is all the cheating that Conor did during the fight, because he was holding the gloves so many times. He's holding the shorts.
So what?
He did an illegal knee from the bottom.
I saw nothing, Matt.
I hear you.
I saw nothing. Hey, if it doesn't get called, no foul.
Well, and then I want to talk about that because Herb Dean was reffing the fight, and he put a video up talking about why he didn't stop the fight, because there were a lot of people were criticizing him, going, man, why didn't you stop the fight? Why didn't you give him a point deduction? And he put an Instagram post up talking about, you know, why he didn't do everything. So he had about 30-second thing. Hopefully it'll pull up. I never know what I'm going to get here.
I'm here to talk to you about the Khabib and Conor fight, the fouls that happened, and why I did not intervene. There's a lot of eyes on this fight, and it's a good time to give you some insight on how I make my decision. First of all, my job is to facilitate exciting and clean matches, not to intervene. Anytime I intervene, I run the risk of artificially affecting the outcome of the fight. Even if I just talk to the fighter, I can distract him, he can take a shot, lose a position. If I stop the fight, even if I rebuild the position exactly, I've taken away that fighter's momentum. If I have to take a point or disqualify it, then I've artificially affected the outcome of the fight. We don't have a clean end to the match. So anytime I see a foul, my job is to evaluate whether that is worth me intervening or not. Did it affect the fighter? In the Conor McGregor Khabib fight, the fouls by Conor did not affect Khabib enough to warrant risking disadvantaging him by intervening.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think I disagree in quite a few fashions. I feel like it's his job to enforce the rules of MMA in the middle of the fight. And if there was fouls that were happening,
well, they were blatant too.
He should do something about it.
Oh, and then also toes in the cage too.
Yeah, that's another one. That's common. A lot of guys do that nowadays. Which one day someone's going to get their fucking toe ripped off, and then nobody will do it ever again.
Put razor blades in there. Right?
But I feel like, I don't know, I have a problem with what he said there. I really do. If you see a foul, you're the referee. The referee's job is to make sure that the fight is following the rules. And if the rules are being broken, why are you not enforcing those rules?
Because he's Conor McGregor. Special rule set!
You think so?
Yeah. I think the most egregious one, I will rank them. I think it's grabbing the glove, because he had that fucking glove for a while.
Yeah.
The shorts.
Mm-hmm.
and then probably the toes in the cage, and then the knee to the head from the bottom. You're not getting any fucking power from a knee to the head of a guy who's on top of you. Mm-hmm. What do I think about that? I'm okay with the way he reffed it. I kind of agree with her because I don't want him. The foul, it depends how egregious the foul is. Is it affecting anything? I think the only thing affecting it would have been the pulling the shorts and the glove. Like, those are the two biggest. So
yeah.
He should have verbally warned him. He was knocking his hand off. Like, hey, fucking stop that. Hey, fucking stop that. So, I don't know. Mm. It's weird, but it's good that he at least clarified it, because that a lot of people are going, well, fuck, Conor McGregor gets special rules?
He like, probably does. Well, it's the Michael Jordan thing. He got an extra step all the time.
Right.
It's Michael Jordan.
He took seven steps.
It's fine.
Fucking Michael Jordan. What the fuck am I going to do?
Come on.
He's taking like a pay cut so we can have the best team ever,
you
right?
You can't call
you
that on him.
A quadrillion dollars.
Exactly. Just let it go. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Yeah.
We'll get you next time. You know, it all works out.
I mean, I guess if he's consistent, I'm okay with it, but I don't think he would be.
He's not consistent. No. This is 100% for Conor McGregor. We even saw it in a fucking boxing match against Floyd Mayweather, right? Like, look at all the illegal bullshit he was doing, like a hammer fist to the back of the head. He's trying to spin him and hit him in the back of the head.
Oh, yeah.
We can't do that.
Look on that.
You know. It's all good.
Oh, I know. What do you mean?
And then let's talk about there's a rumor, you know, that bus incident that happened with Conor McGregor. There's a rumor that the UFC staged that. So initially, reports were out that MacLife had let in McGregor and his entire crew, and then someone had went through and looked at video and saw that there was a woman who works for the UFC that let all of Conor McGregor and his crew in, saw them all get into some elevator. I think this is at the Barclays Center. I don't remember what. But made sure everyone in his crew got in and then unleashed them into the bus area.
Hmm.
And then Khabib said that, hey, normally when I'm getting ready to go to the fight from wherever they were, I travel with 20 members of my crew.
20, wow.
And the UFC said, hey, we're only going to let you travel with like one or two guys, and you got to be on the bus with all the other fighters. So this is like the, whatever, the red corner bus. So you get on here. So it almost looked like, you know, he's got one or two guys could be with him. Conor's got 20 people. UFC let them all in. It's like they're setting some shit up. And I don't know if they expected him to pick up a dolly and throw it at the fucking bus, but is something fishy going on here? Is there some WWE?
You can't have two groups of 20s because that will create a melee.
Right,
so
right.
It has to be stacked in one side's favor. So I guess it makes sense that it's Conor because maybe the Irish are less crazy than the Russians. I don't know,
but it seems like it's always one group is at a disadvantage because the other time it was, you know, Khabib and his 20 versus Artem by himself, or it was the other rumor was Khabib and his crew versus Tony Ferguson by himself. So, like, this is an ongoing thing. It's thug life.
I think it makes for good entertainment.
Yeah, like Khabib's some superstar now, right?
Sure, he should be thanking his lucky stars. Listen, man, he needs to get over all this butt hurtness and just collect his paycheck.
His number one bullshit.
Well, silly.
He's going to be out for so long. I just wish that they would have the hearing so soon, but it seems like it's not going to happen until November, and then it'll probably get delayed till December, you know, like typical shit. Sticking with Conor McGregor, so apparently he's at the Cowboys game. This is on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. He gives the team a pep talk, right? Like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Like, go fight, win. I just got my ass beat, but hey. Conor McGregor, proper 12 whiskeys.
Can they even understand what he says?
I don't know. I think about the ting. Think about the ting.
The ting. The tings.
And look at Charles.
Right?
Right. So after Dallas, like, blows out whoever they're playing, and after each one of, like, the Cowboys score, they're doing that stupid billionaire walk to kind of throw a shout-out to Conor. And then he was talking to Jerry Jones, who's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He says, listen, I'd kind of like to have a UFC fight here sometime. What do you think? Mm. Sounds like he's open to it. So I was looking at how many people that stadium holds, and it looks like it's about 80,000 people. And you think if you put a cage in there, you'd probably put seats on the field too. So it may, I don't know, you may have 90, potentially 100,000 people. Who the fuck can Conor fight to fill that up? Is that fight even big enough, or do you have to stack a card? Like, what are we looking at here?
You got to stack the card. Who can Conor fight?
Well,
Floyd Mayweather in MMA would work.
Oh, yeah.
Or Floyd in boxing would work again, I think. But I think you need to have two or three title fights. You got to get a John Jones on that card. You might need to get a DC heavyweight championship on that card.
Brock Lesnar.
You probably got to get him on that card. You know, you got to find the Diaz brothers and dig them up and get those guys on the card.
I like this.
Yes.
Oh, you put, okay, so take all the people we just said. So you said McGregor, you had John Jones, you have DC, you have Diaz brothers. Who the fuck headlines?
Who headlines?
Who's the headliner?
McGregor. Mm. Unless Jones is fighting for the belt, then maybe he headlines. Well, it's supposed to be by the heaviest weight class. Yeah,
yeah, but you got to do it by who's the biggest draw.
McGregor.
It's fucking
for
McGregor,
sure.
100%.
You could do McGregor Diaz as the headliner.
Yeah, see, here's what I'm thinking. So, Habib, you wait and see what happens with Habib. He's going to get stripped of that title. I still think you do Habib versus Diaz 3 for the 155 title. I know everyone's going to have a shit fit about that, but what the fuck? Why not? It's a UFC. It's not sport. It's fucking entertainment. Let's just call it what it is.
And they should fight each other before the fight, during the fight,
and after the fight. In the hospital, whatever.
Yes.
And the crews. Everybody's just fighting. It's chaos. 100,000 people fighting. Why not?
Burn the place
down. Put
some
lions out, some fucking napalm. I don't care. Flamethrower. Elon Musk is out there with his flamethrowers burning shit down.
That field costs like $2 billion some dollars to build, you know.
Yeah, it's like $1.3 billion.
It's ridiculous.
I read that earlier. I was like, holy shit.
It's crazy.
This is too much money. The biggest screen ever. Can I just play like video games on that? I think people have. I've played Xbox games on it. But man, that's fucking cool. I can't wait to see it. I hope they do it. Because goddamn.
But you don't want to go.
No.
Come on.
No way. Not at all.
We should go. Totally go.
I've been to enough fights. I've been there, done. Unless I get to sit front row, that's the only way you're going to get me.
We should go.
In a fucking Lazy Boy. You put two Lazy Boys cage side. I'm looking at you, Bellator. Waiting.
Lazy Boys and blunts. By the time the main event rolls around,
we'll be in a legal state.
You and I will be facing the other direction. We won't even know where the fights are.
Whacking off with the reverse grip.
He's got his fucking his computer out. He's like, there's 80,000 people.
There's people here. Sorry, Mercedes.
My bad.
So sorry.
Can I
help you shoot fucking t-shirts off into the crowd?
Yes.
Okay. And did you see Conor McGregor's football throw?
No. Is it good?
Oh, so awesome. You know, what's sad, he is left-handed, and I think I can throw a football left-handed better than he can. Which,
wow, that good, huh?
Yeah. You might want to work at it. I know when they were fighting at Madison Square Garden, he had taken a shot. I'm not even going to turn my phone sideways, but...
The hell is that? He's flying backwards.
Yeah. And he doesn't even give a fuck. He's wearing his little sport jacket and just going for it.
This reminds me, I just saw a cool thing about George W. Bush, like back when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
This was like earlier in the month, last month, where they were talking about, like, he went to Yankee Stadium and he had threw out the first pitch right after that. And he was talking to Derek Jeter. Do you know the story?
Mm-mm.
And he's like in the dugout or whatever, in the walkway underneath the stadium with Derek Jeter, and he's like walking over. He's like, so George W. Bush walks up to Jeter and is like, you got any advice here? Like, big fucking moment. Like, he's got to step on the mountain. He's like, can I throw it from like closer? He goes, Jeter looked at him and was like, this is Yankee Stadium. They're going to boo your ass. You got to get on the mountain and pitch it. And he gets on the mountain and throws a fucking strike. That's balls, man.
Yeah, I thought he owned the Rangers, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was really cool that it reminded me of that. Like, a president, like, I know people give him a lot of shit, but he got up on that mound and was like, fired a pill in there, which when you got that difficult. And he's not even an athlete, and you got this guy who's a professional athlete. I mean, my 5-year-old daughter throws a better football than that. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, he didn't even have the laces on his fingers. No. He's like, but again, how big is fucking football in Ireland?
It's not.
Right. Soccer. They're playing soccer.
They're playing soccer, man, for sure.
Or they're playing football.
And they're drinking. Drinking. Oh, they have that crazy ass sport, like where they toss the thing
salad and then rape
like
and
log tossing or something shit like that. They do all that too.
Doing what?
Log tossing or something weird. Mm. Where it's like Irish sport where you hold like this giant ass log and you try to flip it. You never saw
that? Yeah, I've seen that.
You know what I'm talking about? It's the Irish thing. Or it might be Scottish. One of the two. I don't know.
I've seen the lumberjack competitions where they're fucking around with logs. Yeah, the guys are like...
Stick this thing up there.
Yeah,
and
or also they get a chainsaw. Let me see how, like, I had three saws through the wood.
Yeah, just waiting for the guy to cut his hand.
Or else they get in the water and then they try to... One guy's on each side of the floating log and they're running, trying to knock the other guy off. What the fuck is this? Just run over and push him off, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, wouldn't be gentlemanly met.
Ah, well, is anything gentlemanly?
Yes.
But speaking of all this football shit, we also saw Sunday Night Football. It was the Patriots and the Chiefs. Ooh. Bruce Buffer was doing, like, the intro for each game. And going out of this corner, we've got fucking Tom Brady. Does not suck cock. How old is this guy? Tom Brady?
I don't know. 30-something?
He's goddamn 41 years old.
Is he 41?
He's a goat in some circles. Tom Brady! Or whatever. I don't know
what the did fuck he call him that? About. The goat?
Something. He probably did. Okay. But what is going on? So you have Conor McGregor off in Dallas Cowboy land. You have Bruce Buffer doing a voiceover for Sunday Night Football.
They're trying to draw fans over.
What's going on?
Trying to draw them over.
Draw them. The CTE... We're trying to draw everybody in. You gotta just suck them in before you blow them out.
That's right. Cross promotion. Mm. Synergy, Matt. Synergy.
Well, it could be synergies. Is this because the XFL thing is gonna start soon? They're bringing that up again. I think 2020. So the Vince McMahon, who owns the WWE, did that XFL experiment way long time ago. And remember, the players used to be able to put their fucking nicknames on the back of their jerseys?
Yes.
Like, he who hates me or some shit. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? That's so stupid, but okay. I could kind of respect this. I'm wondering if there's a tie-in there, because if they know that's coming, the UFC's trying to get aligned over here. I don't know. There's something weird going on. I haven't figured it out.
Something smells rotten?
It does.
Be nose clean.
I've smelt rotten stuff before.
I'm sure you
and
have.
I've eaten it.
Who hasn't?
Here we go. Chuck versus Tito. That pay-per-view is announced. Do you want to know what the main card is besides Chuck versus Tito?
It's not Chuck versus Tito only?
No.
There's more?
It's Kenneth Berg and Jorge Gonzalez. Ooh. Yeah, heard of neither. Gleison Tebow versus Efren Escudero.
Okay, I've heard of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Walel Watson versus Ricardo Palacios. Darren Wynn versus Tom Lawler. Not Lawler.
Different guy?
Yeah. And Jay Silva versus Oscar Cott, unless they spelled his name wrong. So, listing that out, how do I want to lay this out? What do you think the pay-per-view cost is going to be?
$19.99.
Significantly higher. $49.99.
No, I'm not paying for that. They're high. So high.
How many pay-per-view buys do you think you're going to get?
60,000.
That high?
Yeah.
I was going to say 25.
Okay.
What do you think the right price is?
$19.99.
That high?
Yeah, yeah.
You're super high. You're like Oscar De La.
Yeah, I'm not that high.
Oscar De La Hoya.
I'm not that high.
You don't wear pantyhose?
Not yet.
Okay. I would say $7.99 is probably about the right price.
$7.99.
I just, I'm
for the price of a coffee, you can totally...
what is the largest Starbucks with the coffee with the most bullshit you could put on there and maybe paint my name on the top like Professor Griff?
Probably $10, I would guess.
That's about what I'm willing to pay.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say, hey, stream this shit online, but
keep your nose clean.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Moon right along. I'm not buying that one.
No.
I'll see the highlights online because I still think one of them's gonna pop for some substances. They announced John Jones versus Alexander Gustafsson 2.
Yeah.
For what? UFC 232. Light heavyweight title on the line. What do you think the odds this fight actually happens?
Somewhere between zero and none.
Yeah, hopefully. So, I don't want to put a hex on Alexander Gustafsson, but his track record for fucking showing up for a fight, not good.
Well, John Jones has his own issues, so right. What are the odds of one or both of them having some problems before this thing happens?
Hopefully a bunch.
I don't want to see this.
No.
I hate to say that.
Now, I don't want to see fights we've seen, right?
Yeah, there's so many other things that could be done. This isn't one of them. Sorry.
No, and especially when you think back to the first fight, John Jones didn't even train for that. He just did coke and hookers.
Can I make a bold prediction?
Yeah, go ahead.
I believe that if this fight happens, Gustafsson will KO him.
Oof. Good luck on that one. I think John Jones is going to run rickshaw on this motherfucker.
I am not high.
He's going to knock him out, and then they're going to pick him up in a little rickshaw and run him around the audience.
Awesome.
Not John Jones, Alexander Gustafsson.
Gustafsson's got it, man. He won the first fight.
I thought he did, but think about the difference between untrained John Jones and angry, I'm coming back to fuck you up John Jones.
Mm.
Very aggressive.
Not to fuck you, just fuck you up?
Well, whatever.
I come to fuck you up.
Yeah. That's how they should have done it. Why does my phone keep dinging?
It's all the porn mail.
It was shish.
Covered in porn mail.
Hey, do you have a login for Pornhub?
I do not.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that what the mail is about?
No.
What kind of weird question is this?
Hang on, I'm trying to get
Are you sponsored by Pornhub all of a sudden?
Always. Why wouldn't I be?
Why would you have a login?
Why is there a Pornhub logo in the corner
of
our podcast?
Why do you need a login for Pornhub? It's just free porn. You just Google that shit.
Shh.
We're advertising for Pornhub now. We don't condone it.
I'm just joking. Oh, so Deontay Wilder, he's a boxer. He was on a Spanish television sports type show, and they wanted him to punch a mascot. So,
oh, jeez.
Yeah, this is how this one
I think
works
I saw
out.
This earlier in the week.
And, yeah. So apparently he fucking broke the mascot's jaw. Like, whoever the person in there ended up with a broken jaw.
Whoa.
Oh, God, did he dial in on that fucker? And, yeah, that kid's not getting up. Hopefully it was a guy and not a chick. Could you imagine if there was a girl in there?
Isn't that the guy who was going to fight the heavyweight champ?
I don't know. What's I'm not following face? The boxing.
The,
so
that's the, you like that guy.
Tyson Fury?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he fighting him?
He's fighting him.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. That might be worth watching. Maybe not, though. I don't know. What do I know? Fucking boxing. Fuck boxing.
Is that, does he get sued for that?
I don't know.
It was a segment. I think it was set up. Like, yeah, hit him, but I don't think they expected him to hit them that hard. I don't know.
He's a heavyweight championship boxer. What do you think?
Anything he's going to do? Is he going to fucking pussyfoot it?
It's like those idiots that stick their head inside of a lion's mouth. What do you think is going to happen if that lion is hungry?
Or like if the idiots that play with, they're in Thailand and they grab the tire by the balls. Luke Rockhold.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
Did he get bit?
No, because I think they're so heavily sedated that they probably enjoy it.
Oh, it's like,
I don't know who enjoys it more, Luke Rockhold or the
my
tiger.
My balls, they feel good. Yes, play with my
balls.
If you're
going to do that, you might as well just teabag him.
Yeah, that's
teabag. Or wait, reverse teabag, I don't know. And who's
Are you saying he should suck the tiger's balls? Is that what you're saying?
Whoa. Hey, easy. I don't know what circles you run in.
Is that what you just
I'm
said?
Just saying reverse teabag.
What the fuck is reverse teabag? That's you being teabagged.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Tiger balls are. I'm guessing
you're right here. Friend.
You're gonna have to be like smothered in tiger balls.
Hey guy, I don't know what you're talking about.
This is all of my. Ooh, I love the tiger balls. Get your Vaseline up first and just rub your face up in the tiger balls.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, guy.
I have no idea.
I don't know what circles you run in. Salad toss in circles. It's yeah. all good.
I'm so crazy. I like my bowls with a side of death.
Yes. Aggressive. Just in so case. Aggressive.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hardcore.
Yeah. Leslie Smoth. Here we go. Leslie Smoth. Leslie Smith posted this question on Twitter. She asked, how much would you do a bare knuckle boxing match for? Just posting it out. So some fighters, some regular people responded. What do you think the average was? And this is unofficial. This is just me kind of
who said yes,
glazing
said no?
through. What do you think the average price was that a person said, yeah, I'll take a bare knuckle boxing match.
Five grand.
It was like 10. Not too far off.
Okay.
Which is crazy because you're going to fuck your hands up. You're going to fuck yourself up. The guys get so cut up, depending upon which event. I'd say probably 25. And my medical covered. I ain't doing that. No medical. That's fucking crazy. And speaking of which, I think it's next or this weekend coming up. There's a bare knuckle fighting championship.
Yes. You're going to watch that?
Yes. Okay. There's no Beck Rawlings, but I'm still going to watch. I like Beck Rawlings. She's my favorite bare knuckle fighting championship fighter, by the way. She's the most skill. She's very smart, very skilled. Let's move on to some ass nuts.
These nuts.
Would you rather have Conor McGregor's career or Fedor's career, and why?
Conor McGregor all day.
Why?
Because he's more popular. He made more money than Fedor, too.
So you're about the glory. No, you're about the money, not the glory.
Fuck yeah, I'll take the money if I'm going to put my body at risk. You think Fedor's got a lot of glory? I don't know. He seems like a puppet to me. Conor McGregor runs his own show. That's what I really like about it. He's in charge. Fedor does not look in charge to me.
No, he just shows up.
Yeah.
The Fedor wanted to retire many years ago, and they said, you don't retire. You keep making money. Mm-hmm. And the more he wins, the more the Fedor he has to keep fighting at 41. He says, shit hurts now.
Of course.
I don't want to keep fighting. 41. He's gonna keep fighting until he's 50. They're not going to let that guy stop fighting until he's dead. I'll agree with you, though. If Fedor and Brock fought now, who would win?
Ooh, right now?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the last performance Brock had. He looked wary.
It was Mark Hunt, right?
Yeah, I think if we go Pride rules and overseas with no testing, I'll take Brock.
Yeah, I think Brock's got more life left in him. Mm-hmm. And Sonnen got takedowns on Fedor, and his takedowns were shit. So I'll agree with that. Sherdog wrote an article. He said, quick booking of Cormier Lewis at UFC 230 is only the latest example of a pattern of desperate matchmaking that does its fighters, the sport, and even its own bottom line no favors. So why are they doing that? Because that fight was like 3-week notice. They had no main event. I don't think Cormier is really... I thought he had a hand injury. And he said, I think he was on the MMA Hour with Luke Thomas, said his hand is good enough for a fight with Lewis. Maybe not 100%, but yeah. I don't think it fucking matters. And... it's weird, right? It's like rush to let's just throw this shit together and go.
Yeah, I think they're trying to put events together quickly. And
fighter safety, fuck you. Because remember, didn't they do that to Bisping too? Like he just got like KO'd and like fucking 3 weeks later, fucking get back out there, you bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like the more you talk about this kind of stuff, the more I think there's a bottom line of like events or dollars they got to make before the end of the year. We're getting to that point now where December 31st is coming up quick, and they got to get their guys' fights in, you know? Champs got to fight, all this stuff, so not surprised.
It's weird. It's fire safety, the only time it's a factor is when it involves Mark Hunt for some reason, right? He's the only guy they pulled Like, oh my God, he's talking CTE and concussion. Let's pull him. And then he got tested and they said, oh, he's totally fine.
Yeah. Totally fine.
Here's the other one. Does a title have to be on the line for every pay-per-view? Because it seems like they're always throwing an interim here and.
No. It doesn't, but they got to make exciting fights, and they haven't really been doing that. So the only way you can create that is with a belt.
Well, they had that Poirier versus Diaz fight, and that's where I think those guys were trying to lobby for that 165-pound title. And then they said, no, we're not doing that. And then it wasn't even going to be the main event. And now you got some other bullshit.
Yeah.
Some shenanigans. Mm. Hey, is this the best hematoma ever?
Oh, my Lord. Is that real?
Yeah.
She got that from getting hit in the head?
Yeah, and they had to stop the fight.
Is she okay?
I don't know.
It looks like the dude from Goonies, man.
Yeah.
Rocky Road.
Yeah. I just thought
that's
that
horrible, man. Ouch.
It's like the elephant man and or woman.
Did they let her finish that fight?
I'm going to say no. I don't know all the details, but I'm just saying...
Did that Mark Hominick continue?
I've seen some shit, and I think that's it. If GSP has another fight in the UFC, who should he fight?
GSP?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing him fight Diaz.
Which one? Nick?
Either one. Both at the same time.
Yeah, I'd be up for that. I was thinking more along the lines of Khabib, because... He thinks he's the shit right now, and you want to fight another guy that'll fuck you up and put you down? Fight GSP, and let's see how that one works out. Fight him at 170 and see how that works out.
That could be interesting.
Take GSP all day.
Yeah. Takedowns and the jabs.
Mm-hmm. But I'd like a GSP versus Nick Diaz. Like, goddamn, how long has he been out of the sport for?
Uh-huh.
8 years? I don't even know anymore.
Well, there were rumors he was coming back, but then he's not coming back. So who knows?
It's like, I don't get it. Like, how many? It's so sad when you think about how many years of fighting we lost just because of like a weed thing, and then not paying the NSAC. And his brother made so much money off of that McGregor fight that neither of those guys had to fight. It's like they didn't make too much money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, just gross. And Donald J. Turd on Twitter asked this one, and I missed it. He said, is Conor McGregor finally exposed?
Nah, he's been exposed for a while. Everybody knows he's got problems with the takedown.
You saw that in the Chad Mendes fight. I mean, yeah. Mendes took a fucking short notice. And
I was thinking about that Mendes fight, actually, during the Khabib fight.
I was thinking,
imagine if Mendes was 100% trained for that. He could have probably beat Conor.
Fucking mauled him. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, McGregor beats anybody stand up, I think, at 155. Mm-hmm. Anybody with takedowns, the question mark would be Tony Ferguson, because he's like the wild card. Like, mm-hmm. You throw McGregor and Ferguson in, like, I don't like to pick either guy in that fight. That, I think that is a total coin flip.
Yeah. That could be a tough one.
Yeah. Totally tough. Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Roll, pound sign Matt Rape Train, pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. If you were living in a post-apocalypse world similar to Fallout 4, I think we both played that.
Mm-hmm. Did you beat that game?
Yes. I always beat it.
I never did beat it.
And I told my dog to go fuck himself because I got sick of him following me around. Because he'd always get in the way and he'd block a door. Like, hey, go fuck yourself. Go back home.
Mm-hmm.
And I put like some shit on him. Literal.
Literally took a shit on him.
I'm like, go home, you smell like shit. Let's start over. If you were living in a post-apocalypse world similar to Fallout 4, and you're going to start a faction of people to try to survive it, who's 10 UFC fighters you guys would choose to help you? Must be 6 men and 4 women. Also, they must be current UFC fighters. Pound sign, face that way.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah,
face that way.
This is a callback to like many shows ago. So let me do the women.
Okay, go ahead.
Literally and figuratively. Chris Cyborg. She's out there. Fucking shit up. Mackenzie Dern. Who's that other MILFy woman? 135, 145.
Holly Holm?
No, no. That's the other one. It's the other female fighter. Hot. Ronda Rousey real fast.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of her name, though.
Kat Zingano. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, Kat. And Paige VanZant.
Okay.
Because you need breeder-type ladies.
You need breeder-type ladies.
And those are breeder-type ladies.
Okay.
All right, for the men.
It's easy. It's easy. The
Remember, we're rebuilt before you go off the reservation. Oh, I'll just let you go.
Go. What were you going to say before I go off the reservation?
No, I'm not going to taint this. Go. Just go. Tell me.
My brain is not working right now. I'm thinking of somebody. Good. I train, I eat, and I fuck.
Gegard Mousasi.
Thank you. Number one pick. Because he's fucking. That's what we need if we're going to start.
But I thought I want to do all the fucking initially. Then your offspring. Okay.
That's one. Number two.
Go.
We got to go with GSP.
I'll agree with that one.
Because he's got the specimen physically. He's very, we need that.
And I think this is what I was going to say. I think you need people that are martial artists because you need guys that are of good moral quality.
Yes.
High ethics, kind of. And I'll throw a third guy out there, Damian Maia.
Like that.
So think about all the aspects of MMA while I'm looking at this. So you got Damian Maia for the jiu-jitsu, you got the GSP. Looking at true martial artists, and you got Gegard Mousasi, who's kind of fucking good at everything.
He is.
Who else? That's three.
Yeah.
Now we get into the tough zone because I kind of want to bring a Mark Hunt along.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he's fucking
destroying.
But he's got the striking. So I'm trying to think about all aspects of MMA, but I need to keep a quality of person in mind while I'm thinking about all this. The women, I didn't throw that into the equation.
I'm going to have to go with Tyron Woodley because he's going to game plan to death. That's going to be his thing.
I'm not bringing Tyron.
No.
But
maybe we can eat him. when we get hungry.
What is that thing where they call
cannibalism?
That is a thing.
What are you talking about?
The thing I'm thinking of.
Gangbang? Running a train? No. What are we talking about?
There's a certain quota that you need to. You need to be diverse.
I was bringing a long time on Woodley.
Right. So I don't know what Gegard is, but
so you're saying
my women aren't diverse. I only have one Brazilian woman.
So what are we saying? We need two more.
Because if you don't bring any diversity, you're gonna have like a fucked up race of people going forward.
Okay.
I'm gonna bring a fifth woman. Karate Heidi.
Okay, good.
Because
good.
I like my choices, and I'm going to bring an extra one.
Okay, all right. The guys, I don't know. Who else do we need? Who else do we need? Do we need a small guy?
We want to be bigger and larger.
Bigger and larger.
But the question is, what if the food supply is a little bit low?
Ah.
I see. Then we might have a problem.
Good point. So we got to get somebody who doesn't eat.
Or just throw some. Well, no, you don't want. You want someone to just eat. Is Terry Crews fine? We're talking about him. He's big into intermittent fasting.
Yes.
He was asking me earlier. He's like, I told him, I'm doing a little intermittent fasting. He's like, how often are you doing it? Intermittently. A little bit, here or there. Mostly here.
Whatever. We need two more. I'm going to go with current fighter. This is tough.
Hey, I got one for you. Lyoto Machida.
Because he's elusive. He drinks his own pee.
He's into the survival game, right?
Okay. All right.
And he's bringing a karate aspect. Good a little point. Something different.
Karate. Right? Muscle.
We got one left. I'm looking around on the walls going, who would I like to ring with? I've got a really bad one. I'm not going to say it. Hopefully I can just point to it and you'll get it.
Andrei Arlovsky?
You see her, You see that poster over there that says Rich Franklin versus Nate Quarry? There's another guy under Rich Franklin. But don't say his name.
Yeah? What about it?
Ain't bringing him.
Why? And we're not going to bring him.
He's not right.
Should we bring the Brock Lesnar?
No, he's going to eat so much food. And if he wants to fuck all the ladies.
Can't stop him.
There's a rule. There's like a king. And I don't know if we're both on this island or not, but if there's a king, it's either you or me, and it's separate.
I don't need to be king. I'll just be the second in charge. The king takes all the heat. I just want to get all the pussy.
Well, so,
the second in charge, we can still get all.
They're knocking out bitches left and right.
That's right. Yeah, we got to go with, you know what? I need some entertainment and somebody to bring the weed. I'm going to pick Nick Diaz.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You need a jester. Yeah. I'll agree with this.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. We're in the game.
Yeah.
You're in the game. All right. It's been a while since I did this, so I'm going to ask again. Choose one current UFC fighter to go on a 7-fight win streak, one to go on a 5-fight win streak, and one to go on a 3-fight win streak. And bonus karma, if you can name a man and a woman. I'm signing as I do this.
I have to just choose who's going to go on a win streak?
Yep. 7-fight win streak.
7-fight win streak?
Yeah. Any UFC fighter.
Let's throw it out there. I'm going to go with...
Mark Hunt.
Okay, sure.
he's got one fight left and he's out. But I'm going to go with Mark Hunt.
All right. Fine.
Who you got for a 7-fighter?
7-fighter? I'd like to see Khabib go 7-fight win.
He's like 27-0. I don't
cement that shit home so that, you know, no questions.
All right. Who's got a 5-fight win streak for you?
5?
BJ Penn?
Yeah.
He's coming back, right? I don't know. Who's he? Oh, he's fighting Ryan Hall.
That'd be some shit
Jesus
right
Christ.
There.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
And then in the 6th fight, he's fighting GSP.
Oh, geez.
Son of a bitch.
Yes. 3-fight win streak. I wouldn't mind seeing Daniel Cormier finish out as a victor.
Okay. He's probably retired after 2.
I'd like to see him fight John Jones and actually win. That'd be something.
Fair enough. I got 5 fights. I got to pick a 5-fighter. Man, I wouldn't mind seeing Tony Ferguson run it out.
Okay.
He's at like 11.
Okay.
Might as well give him 16 or 17. I don't know what he's at. 3-fight. I want to throw Kat Zingano. Well, I'll save her for the fucking next choice then. So 3-fight. UFC. Are we going UFC? God damn it. Okay, I'll throw John Jones. I'll throw John Jones for a 3-fight win streak.
All right. All right.
And then a loss on his next fight.
Okay.
Women. Jesus Christ, 7 fights? I don't even know if we've had 7 fights for women. That's a
Cyborg!
Lot.
Cyborg!
Well, that's a given.
Yes.
I'm trying to give someone some charity.
Holly Holm.
Okay. You can have that. I'll go Kat Zingano. I'll give her 7 fights.
She's one of those women who has like that firm yet jiggly booty. It's hard. It's like
Holly.
It's like defies laws of physics.
Yeah,
it's like hard but soft.
And then it goes. Woof, woof,
how does it do
woof,
that?
Woof,
I don't know.
Woof. It's awesome.
Pretty nice though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 fights. You know what? Just to be crazy, I'd say Paige VanZant. And it's never gonna happen.
Yeah.
But I'll throw it out there. Mm-hmm. And 3, Karate Hattie.
There we go. I like it.
If you were forced to have a current UFC fighter as coach and 3 current UFC fighters as training partners, who would you choose? And you are allowed to mix different camps.
So one fighter as a coach?
Yeah, one current UFC fighter as a coach and 3 current UFC fighters as training partners. So
I will take GSP.
As what?
Coach.
I'm going to take Daniel Cormier as coach.
Okay.
And training partner is going to be GSP. Damian Maya. I've got wrestling so dialed in. I've got jiu-jitsu.
I agree with those two so far.
Striking as
you need
a motherfucker.
Some striking. You need
if Anderson Silva could speak perfect English, mm-hmm. I might choose him.
Ooh. What about striking-wise? What about like a...
I'd probably take it over him.
Really?
Yeah. For striking?
Yeah.
I'm thinking over him striking back when he was God.
Ah.
So he may still have the knowledge, but but maybe not able to deliver skill wise right now. So I think you can pass on the knowledge. So
okay, all right.
So that's how.
I agree with the first two. Overeem, I'm going to have to pass on.
Okay.
Striking wise, I would probably go with Conor McGregor.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, marry, kill, WWE edition. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not that
the elephant lady just showed up. Oh, my God. No. WWE edition number 12. I think they're all fucking broadcasters. Or so the internet tells me. Kathy Akili. Wow, she is so hot. Oh. Hello. Hang on.
That's not bad, man.
Yeah, like that.
Can't see the full body, though.
Charlie Caruso, just based on that name, go fuck yourself.
Not bad. A little
thick.
Thickish.
She's got the latzes.
Mm-hmm.
Latzes Maximus. Looks like she's got a dick, though.
Maybe.
I'm not quite sure what's going on
clitoris.
There. She's got that Holly Holm clitoral thing going on.
Clit thing going on.
And then we have Dasha Fuentes.
Fuentes. Ooh. Fuentes.
Yeah, it looks like she needs a mustache and beard.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to probably kill her.
She looks, I think she's very dead.
She looks
very dead in my circle. Yeah.
Hmm.
And she looks like she likes to cook the pizza or suck the cork.
What kind of accent?
I'm not quite sure.
I'm going to have to go ahead and fuck the one in the middle and marry the first one.
I agree with you 100%.
Wow.
Even are you getting knowledge this weekend?
I don't, other than I have to pee at my pants.
Yeah, you're with me. Like, we'll go quickly. I know I have something, I don't remember what it was. I feel like I need the phone. Oh, Tesla. So they're going to make a tequila.
Ooh.
And apparently it's called Teslaquila.
How expensive is that?
I don't know, because I think this was a joke. And then Elon's like, I don't know. Looks kind of fun. Oh, I do it. I think 50, I'm doing it.
50,000 of them.
Yeah.
Bottles.
I think that's the, you know, the boring company. They do that. Yeah. Oh, let's do the fucking hats. Let's make 10 million. Ah, oh, fuck it. Let's make flamethrowers. But they're not flamethrowers. Let's make fucking tequila. This guy likes a party. I like this guy.
Yeah.
I like him. Well, I got shut down. We got pissed.
That has this been, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Wiggle.
Maker of it. Thanks for playing.